solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have Nadine, your hush-hush Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your hidden Hufflepuff.
Jamie, your ambiguous Gryffindor. And Tori, your reticent Ravenclaw. Sorry, Jamie.
Couldn't find a word.
No, I could not. It took 20 minutes.
All right, well, I'm just going to start us off with the quote so y'all know what we're talking about. Because if you have to ask, you'll never know. And if you know, you need only ask.
I love that.
So if you don't know what we're talking about by now, can you call yourself a Harry Potter fan? I don't know.
Stop listening right now. God. We don't want you as a listener, so just turn it
off. No.
I'm just kidding. Stay. But really, you should probably read the book sometime.
But really, I just love how it's in true Ravenclaw fashion. The Grey Lady's like, riddle time.
Okay, so the Room of Requirement is known as the Come and Go Room by the House Elves. Dobby says sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And I think it's basically the coolest room inside Hogwarts. It's located on the 7th floor, across from the painting of Barnabas the Barmy, trying to teach the trolls how to do ballet. It is unplottable and doesn't show up on the Marauders map, which is why, like, Harry can't find out where Draco's going in the 6th book. And to enter the room, you must walk past the room 3 times, concentrating hard at what is desired.
Yep. The times that we hear about or encounter the Room of Requirement in...
Crimes of Grindelwald.
We hear about the Room of Requirement in Crimes of Grindelwald?
Yes. That's where the Mirror of Erised is.
Chamber of Secrets. Okay. You don't hear about it in Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's when he's looking at the mirror of Erised and sees Grindelwald in the mirror.
Duh, Tori.
Is it there? Do we know it's in the Room of Requirement?
Yes, it says it on the screenplay.
Oh, well, I don't have the screenplay. I'm like...
You're trying to correct the...
I just didn't remember.
Chamber of Secrets.
I'm like, oh, this is when we write those little, like, secrets. Never mind. Ignore me. So, yes, in Crimes of Grindelwald, when Albus Dumbledore is in the Room of Requirement, according to the screenplay, he's looking at the Mirror of Erised, and in this scene, the room is completely empty except for the mirror, which is covered in a black velvet blanket thing. The room is described as the Spartan Room. I did not realize that.
Question, why on earth, if it was there... way back then why in the first book of Harry Potter does he put it in a random classroom?
See, that's why I didn't think it was in Crimes of Grindelwald.
He wants Harry to stumble across it.
Exactly.
Right?
No.
That's why.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Did you just say no to that? Yeah. Dumbledore 100% wanted Harry to stumble across the mirror.
Amen. Testify.
To have that connection to his parents. Why else would it be in a classroom?
He needed to make sure that Harry could pass the final test of his little
thingy. He was in the restricted section of the library and he stumbled across it.
It's not in the library, Nadine.
That's not what this podcast All right. is about. We'll debate this later.
So does it say Spartan Room in... the
yeah.
thing? Oh, okay. So the definition of Spartan refers to something related to Sparta in ancient Greece, or a situation that is plain and not luxurious. A barren hotel room with no ornamentation is an example of a room that would be described as Spartan. All right.
So an empty room.
An empty room. A plain room. Minimalistic room. There we go.
Another time that we encounter it is, Voldemort hides the diadem in the Room of Requirement in what? Probably his, like, last year?
No, when he comes back to...
when he comes back to get the job.
Yeah, get a job.
Mm, That's right.
So, yep. Not his last year.
Yes, but shortly after his schooling. The next time is, it's a ways away. This is like 20 years later that we next see it in the timeline. But Dumbledore mentions it in the Goblet of Fire that he came across a room early one morning when he had to go to the bathroom, and the room was then entirely full of chamber pots.
Super gross.
And Nadine so lovingly put a definition for chamber pots, if anyone doesn't know.
It's not a toilet.
That it's a bowl kept in a bedroom and used as a toilet at night.
But this is a bold-faced lie.
I didn't know because
Dumbledore knows exactly what this room is. He's been there before.
Maybe he mentions it because he feels like it's mocking him for like not going and checking it out. Like the last time he went to go see it was kind of like a serious part of his life, and then he like never went again. So it like popped up just to like make fun of him. Like,
yeah. One of the next times is that Fred and George hid from Filch in it, and it had become a broom closet. I think when they start their DA meetings, Fred and George are like, hey, we've been in here before. Like, it turned into a broom
closet. It was a lot smaller back in the day. Love it. We also see it. Filch sometimes finds extra cleaning supplies inside there, which I think is awesome. Like, oh, perfect. More Windex. Like,
I still think it's pretty messed up that they have the non-magical person cleaning and like picking up Hogwarts when anyone else could just do it with a wave of their wand, but he has all this manual work yesterday.
This is very true.
It gives him something to do. He could
also
leave the job.
Same with Hagrid. He has to take care of the grounds physically. Like, come on. Like, those are two big jobs.
Like, mowing the lawn out there.
They could quit. And...
I just think it's a little harsh. I mean, the house elves make all that food with their magic and they're pretty content. I don't know.
Yeah, they're almost more empowered than Filch and Hagrid.
That's right.
Speaking of house elves, this is also, the room requirement is used for when Winky just drinks way too much butterbeer so that she can sleep off her hangovers. It's got a little elf-sized bed and the antidote for butterbeer, which is just so convenient because obviously a drunk elf would be the worst thing to deal with.
It'd be hilarious.
Wait, hold on. What do you think the antidote to butterbeer is?
Tomato juice.
Tomato. Gross, Jamie.
I was trying to think of what the opposite of butter is.
I was going to say a lactose sort of enzyme. Because that's the opposite to my butter.
Tori knows all about that. A whole bunch of lactate.
I can't digest lactose. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yep, there you go.
Next time we see the room of requirement is for the DA meetings. And it's turned into, it has bookshelves, cushions, a whistle for Harry, cute Dobby. He decorates it for Christmas and he puts like mistletoe and ornaments everywhere, and he puts a big banner that says, have a very hairy Christmas. And then this is where Harry has his first kiss. And I really like how they set up the room of requirement in the movies with like those big tall mirrors, and
yeah, it looked cool.
Yeah, it looked really
cool. I always felt like it was lacking, though.
They didn't have cushions. They just, like, landed on metal grates.
Well, no, and I was sad because in the books they talk about how there's a ton of books on the walls all about defensive magic and, like, defensive spells, and Hermione's, like, over there, like, eating them up. I was like, it's just lacking.
Of course that's the part
I am upset about it.
Where are the books?
I didn't even think about that. I just was like, oh, the mirrors, they're so pretty.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, man. We also know that Draco uses this room to try and fix the vanishing cabinet. And we also know that Sybil uses the room while Draco is inside. Professor Trelawney uses the room while Draco is inside working on the cabinet. She's hiding her sherry bottles, and Draco uses some Peruvian instant dark powder to escape, and she was like complaining about it. So
yes.
I yeah this next one we'll talk about. I have a question about this. So, Tori, you say your part, and then I'll bring up.
Okay.
It has to do with the question in this.
Okay. So, Harry gets in the same version of Draco and Voldemort's Room of Requirement when he goes to hide the Half-Blood Prince's potion book. And it's just kind of a question of what are the odds? He says that Harry describes it as a cathedral-sized room, a city with towering walls stacked with random objects hidden by generations of Hogwarts students, teachers, and visitors. Harry hid the book in a large cupboard that's surface seemed to be blistered by acid, behind a cage which held a skeleton of a creature with five legs. And to mark the location where he hid the book, he placed a bust of an ugly old warlock on top of the cupboard, perched a dusty old wig and a tarnished tiara on top of with the statue's head. We all know what the tiara is.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, I just think about, like, I think that must just be how the room works, because it's this just cathedral-sized room of, like, this is where you go when you need to hide things.
Maybe it's like a keeper, like a keeping place. So that's why it can produce cushions and the necessary books for like when they have the DA meetings or chamber pots when Dumbledore needs to pee, like things like that. Like maybe because it.
Oh, see, I always just has it all. As years and years of students needing to hide things, yeah, or store things.
Oh no, that's
somewhere.
What I'm saying.
That's how it.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, because the room has all of that, it's not just like producing other things out of nowhere. It, like, uses what it has in its giant storeroom.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Some student was like, I need to hide all these cushions in here. Holy crap.
What kid is hiding a cushion?
Where am I going to put these cushions?
Maybe they had a giant sleepover, Jamie, and so they put them in there. They brought them in there and they left them. The Hufflepuffs were bored in the kitchen. They're like, let's go have a sleepover.
Why is it the Hufflepuffs?
I don't know. The Gryffindors and the Ravenclaws are already up on the 7th floor. Might as well have you someone in the basement.
I do think it would be like, it seems so random that you could even find the room. Like having to walk by that wall 3 times. Like I cannot think of any time in my life where I'm like pacing. And I walk this way, then that way, this way, then that way, you know?
Well, that brings me back, yeah, to when Trelawney uses it. Like, does she know what the room is for? Or is she just, like, drunk enough that she doesn't know? Like, she's, like, walking back and forth, like, I don't know what to do with these.
I think she knows what the room's for. Same with, like, Voldemort when he's Tom Riddle,
well, yeah,
at school. Like,
he boasted about that.
Probably spent a lot of time in that room.
Yeah. He boasted about that. Like, I
anyways,
know more.
Stuff to think about.
Stuff to ponder. Next time we see the Room of Requirement is when the Death Eaters enter Hogwarts through the Vanishing Cabinet, which is inside of the room.
Yep, yep,
yes. Yes. And then we know in the 7th book that they go in there for the diadem, and Crab is killed in there by his own fiend fire.
Yeah, don't we have their big epic sleepover in there too, and the portrait of Ariana?
Yeah, right before the battle.
When everyone's hiding from the Death Eaters right before the battle.
Yes.
In the books, isn't it in the room,
yeah,
requirement?
Mm-hmm.
Which was another question that I had is like, that room can be two rooms. You know what I mean? Like, there was, they told Ginny to stay behind in the room, right? And she
so the room
was
didn't,
upset.
Yeah, go away.
And the room didn't just, and then they were able to get into the other room, and it was like, if someone were in the hidden room for the students, can you access the room that where everything's hidden?
Didn't Ginny end up leaving?
Yeah,
right. But
Ginny,
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, can it only be in use at one time?
I think
and
so.
And it's like, if you walk by 3 times and it's being used for something else, will it not work? Or can it be like, oh, well, you need it for something else, so I'm going to produce a different room for you?
Yeah, well, doesn't Harry talk about that?
When
that
he's
worried that Draco's going to find their DA meeting.
Yeah, well,
and just stumble upon it, because if they're inside, then he'll come into that classroom.
And he tries, when he's trying to get in, because he knows Draco's in there, he like is like, oh, what is yeah. Draco thinking? And it just doesn't open.
Yeah.
He like doesn't even get anything.
That's right.
I think it can only be one room thing. But it can be added upon while they're in there, though, because Neville says, he's like, when girls started showing up, there all of a sudden became a bathroom.
Right. Like, where were the boys going?
Yeah. It's like, the room was like, you get to walk down the hallway. I don't care.
They probably had a chamber pot in the corner, and they were fine.
Chamber pots. Full of chamber pots.
So, stuff that we see inside this room is, I mean, random broken and damaged furniture. Maybe Filch put those in there. I don't really know. But there's tons and tons of books of every topic. Like Tori said, they for the DA meetings, there was books for Defense Against Art, Dark Arts. There's catapults, because why not? fanged frisbees, chipped bottles of congealed potions, hats, jewels, cloaks, what looked like dragon eggs.
Eggshells.
Oh, eggshells. I wanted it to be eggs.
That'd be so sad.
Corked bottles whose contents seemed still shimmered evilly. Which sounds...
How do you shimmer evilly?
I don't know.
Lexi, I need you to copy and take a video of yourself doing that. That's going on the Instagram. Just... Shimmer evilly.
There was several rusting swords, a heavy bloodied axe, which is just so okay. an enormous stuffed troll, the vanishing cabinet, and then I mean we listed a bunch of other stuff, that like cushions, and there's just a lot of stuff in this room.
The diadem
definitely was in there. The ugly old bust of a wizard. And a wig, apparently. Who had a wig at Hogwarts? There's hair potions.
Do you think it could make, like, food? This is the Hufflepuff.
No, they said it in the books. You can't. Like, it doesn't create food.
It says that in the books.
Because Neville says it, he's all like, you can't...
I just really need a chocolate chip.
It doesn't right say... It says it can't create food. Like, that's the only... like there. He's like, it's a bit of a downside. But he's like, go to the kitchens.
The way you do it is you, like, have to, like, be like, I want a chocolate chip cookie. And then it opens, and it's just, a huge slide to the kitchen. Like, that's all it does.
Oh, there
it's
you just go.
Like, I would love that.
Shoots and ladders. Because again, Gamp's law, you can't just create something out of nothing.
It wouldn't be out of nothing, Tori. They'd be summoning it from the kitchen.
Summoning it from the kitchen.
Or a slide.
Now you're giving the room like abilities.
What other like restrictions would the room have then? Like, what could you ask that it wouldn't be able to give you?
Food.
Because I feel like most of it are asking for like location, right? Like, I need a toilet, or I need a place to put a drunk elf.
Again, that's why I think my like theory of like the room like has been like collecting all these things, like over the many 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 years of Hogwarts, and it just is like perfect. I have this. It's like the cloud, and it downloads it down to you when you need the thing. Well,
that means it's like limited then by what's in the room.
I think it's more than that.
Do you think it can take stuff from other parts of the castle and then uses it?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, what if they were like, I need a giant basilisk skeleton?
Why would
and
you
it's like, that? I need one of those.
I have one.
Hey!
In the castle.
So it's like connected to the rest of Hogwarts?
Yeah. Well, it would be crazy though, because if it could just take stuff from random parts of the castle, it'd also be crazy if it was just like, oh, like, I want you to grab this student who's in the castle somewhere.
Terrifying.
I really want to see this person tonight.
That would be terrifying.
And they just get sucked into the wall.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah. No, that'd be absolutely terrifying. So wrong. On so many levels.
That's awesome.
Well, that is all about the Room of Requirement. Remember that you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swearcast. Ask us your questions, tell us your insight, and let us know if you disagree with anything we've said. We would love to hear from any and all of you.
Mischief managed.